Rogers radio station.
KISS 92.5.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Now, here's Roz and Mocha
on KISS 92.5.
Sub-invite lists for weddings is a thing. How would you feel if you were on a backup list to somebody's wedding? Like, you didn't get round one invite.
Oh, I gotcha.
Someone maybe canceled, maybe couldn't show up, and you, like a week before the wedding, get that last minute invite. Would you still go?
Plus, Sham and Mocha are back with two new diss tracks against each other for whatever reason. It just got really ugly this week. You decide who won this round. And also, apparently, if you're a man and you let your wife drive you, like you sit in the passenger seat while your wife drives, it means that you're like less of a man.
Oh, damn.
So I'm one of those guys. So you already know my opinion on this.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
KISS 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. And if that's true, you're together. And if that's true, you'll just have to tease me when he's kissing.
Is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
I gotta address something.
What?
Uh-oh. I'm kind of pissed.
At?
Cheesecake.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. What did I do?
What did you know, man?
I knew it. I knew it too.
Why?
I knew it. I knew it was going to be something cheesecake, though.
No, you know why? So it was like one thing that happened last week, and I let it go because it was part of the roast.
Oh.
Roz and Mocha roast,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But like compounded over time.
Okay.
And then we got a call this week from a guy named Avi, who's a super fan, who said I used to be his favorite on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then switched to you, Roz, that you're the favorite on the show.
Yeah.
And we asked him why, and he said this.
Yeah, he choked against him, and I couldn't respect him after that.
So because in the King of Pins, the bowling match,
right,
between Shem and I back in May, that Shem won.
Dominated, yeah. By the way.
But I don't think that he was out of line saying that you choked, right? Like, it was
still a choke.
I get it. But I don't think he was being mean.
But still.
Okay.
He roasted me.
Okay.
But still. And then during the roast, I'm glad you said roast.
Yeah.
Shem, again.
You know, Mocha's a hard guy to roast. You know, I don't want to start with a bunch of short jokes, but with you, it's really hard not to go low, Mocha.
Oh,
okay. Jeez. So it's always the short jokes.
Oh.
Right?
That's not nice.
But that's the thing. That's like
that's not nice at all.
The only ammo that you have. And like even like off the radio, when we're not like here having fun, every now and then pass by in the hallway and like always like a short joke or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see you there.
Oh, I didn't.
So, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What? What?
I got back in the lab.
No!
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Come
here we
on.
Go.
Again.
Oh, we're doing this again.
I got back in the lab. Opened my Apple Notes, started just going bars.
So this
just started writing lines.
If you remember, not that long ago, we went through a series of diss tracks on this show.
Oh, Lord.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how this started, is Mocha came in one day and said that he was in the lab.
Yeah, and this is what happened last time.
Mocha on the beat, ho.
Hey, Mocha on the beat, ho. Sham slow, please, bro. Look at me, done, no. Man down, call the ambulance. Tell him, breathe, bro. Cheesecake, cheese steak. He needs some sleep, though.
Right?
Didn't Shem win this rap battle challenge, though?
I did.
Yo, Maria.
I'm just saying.
Thanks, Maria.
So I got another one.
What is a winner?
All right.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Shem. Pay attention, sir.
Oh, God.
Maybe in this song, you shouldn't start by saying...
No, I'm not saying it. I'm here because I'm mad. Cheesecake, now you're done. Finito, it's bad. No more of this bull friendly or jab. I'm a son, you for real. You'll be calling me dad. This is going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, drop, 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 drop. Shemmy dropped again. Fell asleep standing up. Shemmy dropped again. Mocha aimed for the head top. I didn't want to have to do this to you, Shemmy. By the end, you'll be crying for your mommy. Skin like an elephant, it be so ashy.
Damn.
Cocoa butter can't save you, you nasty.
Yep.
Come at me, you gon' have to be real crafty. Still talk about my height, you gon' really see. You know I'm real with it, now you wanna test me? Cheesecake loving ass, I'm about to spill the tea. Axe body spray, you use too much, you're carefree. Should care about that blood though, it's stinky.
Oh.
Drink too much apple juice, what are you, three? I'm a nice guy, really, but you ain't to me.
Oh.
Your career over here, you should thank me.
Yeah.
Out here begging for attention from older ladies.
Oh.
Got no game, get choked up cause you can't breathe. Think you could sing, fam, the props are just make-believe. And your raps, yeah, they trash, you should just leave.
Oh.
Say I got no skills, but when I'm done, you gotta grieve. I see you lurking, watching, really wanna be me. Only thing shining through them teeth is jealousy.
Damn.
Cried so much as a kid, and it really shows. You look confused, now what's up? Yeah, you done know. That look on your face, yo, he just froze. Glitching the matrix, Crody, keeping you on your toes. Yeah, one trick pony, you got no more steam. Only talk about my height. Is that how extreme? Uh-huh. You go with your diss tracks off like ice cream. Oh. So embarrassed now. Take a pic and say, cheese cake. Yeah, drop. Shemmy drop again. Fell asleep standing up. Shemmy drop again. Mocha aim for the head top. I didn't want to have to do this to you, Shemmy.
Oh, so embarrassing.
Oh, damn.
Putting gunshots, too?
I know. That seemed uncalled for. That whole thing.
Oh, yeah, this was like,
this was like, when he said that you didn't matter to him?
You're jealous?
I always thought there was lines that we don't cross in here.
And I can't breathe?
Well, we all know that. That's true.
No, I can breathe.
That part's true. that part's true. But okay, so apparently there's no lines anymore.
Oh, and don't read the text.
Apparently there's no lines.
I don't even know what to say. Like you just sat there and wrote that? You had that in the tuck ready to go?
What the hell are you?
I find it interesting that because you had been stewing about this obviously for a while then, right?
Not really.
No.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha show.
I'm sweet.
Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
So we're a couple minutes past Mocha roasting Chen again. Mocha went into the, what'd you call it, the lab? Yeah. Went into the lab last night. And for some reason, had a real hard time with Shem. And wanted to just like lay down a track and flame him hard. And you went in. Like, you really, really went in.
Yeah, and?
Do you want to play 2 seconds of it just to remind people? Oh. Can we do that or no? Okay.
Yeah, drop, 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 drop. Shemmy dropped again, fell asleep standing up. Shemmy dropped again, Mocha aimed for the head top. I didn't want to have to do this to you, Shemmy. By the end, you'll be crying for your mommy.
Anyway.
Okay, let's read some. Do you have some texts over there?
Not really.
No? Okay.
I can read some.
Oh.
Rhea, I forgot that you have access to the texting account.
Okay, go ahead.
I feel sorry for you, Mocha. You started something you won't be able to finish.
Oh, damn.
Mocha got extreme little man syndrome.
Oh.
Poor Shem. Mocha, that was uncalled for. Okay. Cheesecake needs to respond. Mocha went off.
Okay, stop reading.
Okay, first of all, every story needs a villain, Mocha.
Uh-huh.
Right? We all know that. Every story needs a villain. I'm a huge fan of fight movies, right? Boxing, Rocky, all those movies. And in all those fight movies, there's always a guy, the hero, who goes out and just gets his ass kicked in one round. And then he goes back to the corner. And everybody in his corner is like, bro, you just need to walk away at this point, right? Mm-hmm. You just need to walk away. It didn't work out for you today. Just walk away. And then that guy convinces them to let him go back out there for one more round. Because he's got something left in the tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is literally the conversation that I just had with Shem on text.
Wait,
right,
what?
Right before he went on the radio here.
Yep.
Wait, what?
He was like, put me back in. And I was like, we got other stuff we got to do. And Shem's like, no, put me back in. And so I don't know what Shem has planned. I know nothing.
Right now, Shem?
Let me explain something to you, Mocha. When you're a lyricist like I am, you come prepared. So I kind of anticipated when we were beefing way back when that you might try to come at me again.
Wait, what?
I anticipated that you might. So really? I had something prepared in the tuck ready to go in case you did something just like this.
Man, that's not cool, bro.
Is it
that's
not?
No, that's not cool. That's not, yo, we're supposed to be boys.
Oh!
How long we known each other, dog?
Well,
I invite you to my house and everything.
I want you to listen to this clapback, Mocha.
Okay.
It's by an artist you really love. Check this out. Man, oh man, you just don't learn, huh? I told you if you come for the king, you better not miss. And guess what?
Mocha gutters again.
Oh yo, God. When you dealing with Shem, yo, I'ma take the gloves off. Mocha, your brothers, man, they were so soft. You know that Shemmy's crazy. Don't forget Shem Roy told you in fact that Shemmy beat Mocha. Now I told y'all that I'm a lethal force. Mocha, you messed up, man. Now why start this for? You wanna diss the king? Can you believe the gall? Thought you had the lead. Nope. Gutter ball, did I remind you of something? Yeah, I know that hurt. You see, you're thinking too small, kinda like your hats in your shirt. I'm a lyrical god, and I can switch up my flows. I can make you never wanna rap again. I'm a demon, you know. Yeah, I'm the tribal chief. Yeah, you lost that spot. Don't let me see you in Malvern, boy. Get off my block. You better drop this now. Let this be the end. Hey, op, look what I just did to my friend. When you dealing with Shem, yo, I'ma take them gloves off. Mocha, your bars, man, they were so soft. You know that Shemmy's crazy. Don't forget Shem Roy told you it. Fact, the Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it. Fact, Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it. Fact, the Shemmy beat Mocha. I said it. Fact, Shemmy beat Mocha.
Wow.
Yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was so mean, Shem.
Mocha.
Reloaded
on Kiss 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Trap, trap, money, penny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yeah. Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I
want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. But the new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options, cause I've been going off, and they don't know when to stop. And then when you get the... I see that you've been learning, and when I take you shopping, you spend it like you earned it. And when you popped off on your ex, he deserved it. I thought you would've won from the jump, that confirmed it. Trap money, Benny. I buy you champagne, but you love some Henny. From the block like you Jenny. I know you special, girl, cause I know too many. Risha, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you. I'm down for you always, JT. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always.
Ooh, baby, we kissing in a way, kissing, kissing in a way, kissing in a way. I need that black card in the code to the safe, code to the safe, code to the safe, safe. I show 'em how to network. Netflix and chill, what's your net worth?
Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you always. And I'm down for you, down for you, down for you always.
I got a new boy in a train.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you, and I need you, and I'm down for you always. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Smoke and rap. Now let me see you bring that, bring that, bring that back, bring that, bring that, bring that. Tell him what's up, that she with pain. Yeah, got a shot of him, and he did it like a king, miss. Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Bring that, now let me see you. Now let me see you. Now let me see you. Bring that, now let me see you. Trap, trap, money, Benny. Got me in my feelings. Gotta be real with it. Yep. Now let me see you.
Being greedy
pays off.
I'm feeling greedy.
She's feeling greedy. Yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Goodness.
Stop
it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Me or Greedy.
Win $92. Or take a chance at up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
On Kiss 92.5.
Desjardins Insurance cares a lot about their clients. In fact, it's packed with such a ginormous amount of vast and substantial care that's bursting with even more whoppingly humongous and colossal care. You might be a little surprised when we tell you that all of that care fits in the palm of your hand. With the Desjardins Insurance mobile app, you'll get a big hand with 24/7 paper-free access to all of your home and auto policies, including your digital pink slip. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
Tis the season to enjoy Swiss Chalet's festive special. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, Lindor chocolates, and a scratch and win card. The festive special. Only $17.99, only at Swiss Chalet. Visit SwissChalet.com for contest details. Participating locations, white meat, taxes, and upgrades extra.
This is a message from United Way to a Jesse M. of Mississauga. Hello, Jesse. You might be wondering why we made an ad specifically for you. Because, Jesse, you see, we're fighting poverty any way we can. Even cold calling a complete stranger over the radio. Bold, isn't it? Together, we can make sure everyone has what they need, like food, housing, good jobs, and mental health supports. Join people like Jesse to build a better GTA. Donate today at UnitedWayGT.org. Thanks, Jesse.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Hey, Michael Jordan here, the one from Toronto. But new Moi Rewards still puts me in the spotlight. I get new ways to save every time I shop at Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards, made for everyone, even me, Michael Jordan. Join today and save.
Starting the school day with a healthy breakfast? Not so simple for everyone. That's why Bel Air Direct is proud to partner with Breakfast Club of Canada, helping feed over 650,000 children each year. Now, you can also help make a difference. For every first Bel Air Direct app login, we will donate $2 to Breakfast Club of Canada. Make your first app login count.
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy the Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Torazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, and our Kingsdown Studio Acton Queen mattress is at $689, our lowest price of the year, until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
My parents have had a lot of time on their hands lately. At first, it was nice. Hey, Mom, can you drive me to soccer practice?
Sure can.
We're having slow-cooked ribs for dinner.
It was awesome. And then it became a lot. Some friends are coming over to watch a movie.
Ooh, what are we watching? I'll make some popcorn.
Thanks to Voilà, they can order all our fresh favorites from Sobeys, Farm Boy, and Longo's online, which is super reliable. And now my parents are reliable. A little too reliable.
Voilà, your groceries delivered. Just like that.
Hey you, Bravo's now in Canada.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm looking forward to this.
Subscribe now with your TV service provider. Fall in Canada has never been hotter.
What's your favorite on Kiss? The biggest hits? Or the best throwbacks?
Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight.
The biggest hits?
The best throwbacks.
Get it all
on Kiss 92.5.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.
to you. Right next to you. Next to you. Right next to you.
And Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Maria, how many weddings have you gone to this year alone?
Three.
Ugh.
I had five the year before.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I already have two next year.
And then two next year.
Yep.
What's this thing that's happening amongst people who are inviting folks to their wedding?
Yeah. So the like recent trend is they're called batch invites. So you have like your first original list. Mm. And then if people cancel, you send out a second batch of invites. And then if people can't make it from there, you send out a third batch of invites. Oof. And people do it for as many rounds. But the thing is, people are starting to catch on that they're a batch one, two, or three invite. And the decision is whether you go or not based on where you are ranked.
So a backup list, right?
Yeah. Which
on the
like
reserve.
It's a big debate because it's either you understand it because of numbers or you're like, how was it not good enough to be there?
Right.
Right?
Have you been or have you found out if you've been on like a reserve list?
I have a feeling that I was one because I got a wedding invite really late, me and my sisters. And I still went.
Uh-huh. Like what's really late?
Like 2 months before the wedding.
Oh, you were like tier three.
I was like tier three. Yeah.
Oh,
for sure.
Wow. And
but I still went. Just
and you still
like,
gave a gift?
Yeah, I still went. Right. Will I ever do it again? No.
Okay. So Damon Morey hit the streets to find out from folks how they felt. But also, before we get to that, Maria reached out to her friends who have all been getting invites to weddings as well to get their thoughts. And remind everyone again, your friend, who are we going to hear from? And
Mel,
how old are they?
So they're all 27.
Yeah.
Mel, Alexa, and Dom.
This is a very loaded question because I'm talking from experience. I've been a victim of a batch invite and I was not a batch one. I was, I don't know, batch two, batch three. I don't freaking know, but I was definitely not the first pick. So would I go if I found out I wasn't a round one? And the simple answer is no.
Personally speaking, for my wedding, I will only have a batch one. I simply am not that popular. I don't know that many people.
Oh, damn.
So I will need all the people on my list to show up. So
you self-snitching.
Everybody out there listening, if you get an invitation, please do not RSVP no, okay?
I'd like to start this by saying I am not engaged. I think it's pretty normal considering weddings nowadays are getting more expensive. And if your A-list people say no, you might need some people to, you know, save the day.
I just think being on the receiving end of that, it just feels like if I'm not good enough to be round one pick, then thank you for the invite. But like, no, if you're gonna do a batch invite, like don't tell people because I've heard stories of people telling them like, oh yeah, like we have extra space. Here's an invite to my wedding. Like who the f- wants to hear that?
Well, you shouldn't get married if you can't afford it. Shut up. Okay. When it's $300 a plate for the wedding, shut up. If I'm invited to a wedding, no matter A-list, B-list, C-list, D-list, I mean, I hope I'm not the D-list, but I will try to go. I think they're fun. I think they're beautiful. And times are tough, baby.
But listen, at that point, yeah. right, you just got to show up and be the best guest. Oftentimes, the people at that wedding are having a wedding next year. Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round.
Yeah.
But he showed up.
Yeah. Hall of Famer now.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're totally. Round three. You show up and act like a round one guest.
Yeah. Amen. Because then you invite them to your wedding, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dan Morey hit the streets to find out from folks. Their thoughts on the same thing.
All right, so hearing this story, how would you feel if you were on the sub list? Would you still go?
Well, funny you should ask. This actually happened to me. It was a few years ago, and I was invited a week and a half prior to the wedding. So I was definitely last minute. I was a little annoyed. I wasn't thought of first, but I definitely went to the wedding and maybe rethought the amount I was going to give in my card because, you know, I was, you know, thought of second, so I didn't Damn. Probably give as much as I would have if I would have been on the first list.
Damn.
And your thoughts on couples that do this?
I mean, as long as we're fully transparent, I kind of get it. Weddings are expensive and cost per head is crazy. So if you have people drop out last minute, I get that you want to fill the slot. So I'm both. As long as you're transparent about it, which my friend was.
Well, this is actually something I did myself.
Ooh.
We had cancellations week of, and so we invited a few backups. And we told them not to bring a gift just because we didn't think they should pay for anything for coming last minute. Hmm. And then they showed up, had a great time at the wedding, and I was offended they didn't give me a gift.
That has happened to me like at least 10 to 15 times growing up because what? As like a South Asian, like from a South Asian family, we get invited to a lot of weddings, to a lot of South Asian weddings. So you meet someone once, you might be invited to their son or daughter's wedding. And usually what happens is my parents are the ones who are usually invited, and then they add me in if there's enough room. And I've never, honestly, I don't mind it. Even now, like at my age of 26, my parents message me. They're like, oh, someone invited us to their wedding and they have another spot. Do you want to come? My cost is covered. My parents are paying for the gift and I get free food for the night.
Yeah, if I was on the reserved sub list, I'd probably feel like that person hates me. And I probably wouldn't end up going because, like, you thought of me as a substitution. If it was 2 weeks before the wedding and I didn't know before 2 weeks, like, I'm not gonna go. Like, you have to tell me, like, a month in advance. Like, let me know.
If I was invited on that backup list, I'm not going to that joint. Like, I'm not showing up to that event. Like, I can't be second in your life. If I got an invite 2 days before the event, ma'am, why are we friends?
Did it make you question your friendship up until that point?
Of course. Of course. None of it was real.
Are you bringing a gift?
No. No gift, no nothing, no card, no nothing.
Wow.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
Let me talk to you. Let it rain. Let me talk to you. Come on. About her to go. Them birthday cakes, they stole the show. So sexual, she was flexible, professional, drinking Xanol. Hold up, wait a minute, do I see what I think I will? Did a thing I seen, sure to get low. Ain't the same when it's up that close. Make it rain, I'm making it snow. Work the pole, I got the bang bro. I must say that I prefer them no clothes. I'm into that, I love women exposed. He threw it back at me, I gave her more. Cash ain't a problem, I know where we go. She had them
Come on, two sets, come on, three sets, come on, now that's three grand, what you think I'm playing, baby?
girl, I'm the man, I did a rubber band. That's when I told her, her legs on my shoulder, I knew it was over. That Henny and Cola got me like a soldier, she ready for Rover. I couldn't control her, so lucky on me, I was just like a clover. Shorty was hot like a toaster, sorry but I had to fold her. Like a pornography poster, she showed her.
Y'all,
how's everybody doing?
Good.
Why's everybody so sleepy?
Nobody's sleepy.
I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
Oh, Maria's not even on camera. Why are you on camera?
I'm getting in there.
That's what she said.
Why you gotta be like that for?
Hey, can I play you something? So I got, I fell in the rabbit hole yesterday of just like scrolling. I had a couple minutes.
On TikTok?
No, I don't even know why. No,
it was definitely, so excited
I don't know
TikTok.
Whether, I don't know whether like, this originated on TikTok. It was definitely not TikTok.
Okay.
And I'm sure it originated from TikTok. But it's like, you know, every now and then you come across one of those videos where it's a guy, like a man telling men how to be men. Where it's like, first thing you need is $1 million. Why don't you have $1 million? Yeah. I shouldn't even have to tell you how easy it is to turn $1 million into $10 million. And here you are like a loser with no $10 million. Yeah. Right? Like those guys, right? Teaching men how to be men. Yeah. So I came across this one and hit a little close to home. I'm not a big fan of these guys at all. And I had never even really thought about this, but I guess it's a thing. You tell me if it's a thing.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Look, if you voluntarily let your wife drive, you better go check yourself. I see guys riding in the passenger and their girls driving, and I'm thinking to myself, well, dude, they better be injured or something. Like, are you injured? Do you have an eye issue? Is there a reason you can't drive? If you can't drive and your wife is driving you, that makes perfect sense to me. But when I'm driving down the road and I look over and I see a girl driving and a guy riding in the passenger seat waiting upon arrival, like they're just waiting on arrival, you know, they're just riding. Dude, listen. You need to take a look at yourself.
Okay. Anyway. Whoa. So is that a thing?
That guy's trolling.
Is that a thing?
No, that guy's trolling. Is it a thing, Maria?
Yeah.
No,
it's a thing. No, yeah. And there are times where like, even when I was with my ex, like I would drive to certain places, but like on the rarity, like my dad, like never lets my mom drive anywhere we go.
Really?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. They say it's like a chivalry thing.
I think that for your dad, everything I know about your dad, it's a control thing.
No.
Your dad doesn't want to be driven. Your dad wants to be in control of the car.
Yeah, probably.
Right. Like for me, Catherine drives all the time simply because of this. Catherine's love for driving is far greater than my dislike for being driven. So I'm not going to have that argument with her.
Sure.
Why would I? Mm-hmm. It's a waste of my time. She loves driving. She hates being a passenger. Well, I get car sick, all this other stuff, right? So I'm not going to have that fight with her.
I'd say at home, it's pretty even between Jenna and I. Like, we trade off all the time.
Like, sometimes I like being chewy, right? Sometimes I like being the navigator. I like doing all the things. But no, I'm not going to have that fight. I'm not going to be like, hey, babes, let me drive, because it should be like, no, I need to drive. And I'm like, okay, go, drive. I'm not going to have that conversation with you, right? I'll sit in the passenger seat. It's totally
nice
fine.
To be driven, though.
Sometimes, the odd time, when it's Catherine and Roxy, I'll let Roxy even have the front seat, and I'll just sprawl out in the back seat.
You will?
Yeah, I've done that a couple times.
No.
Yeah.
And you fall asleep, I bet.
Yeah, it ain't no thing, right? It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me.
Go.
This has been Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
Plus, download the Roz and Mocha podcast from your favorite app store now.
Kiss 92.5.
Some more blank spaces at her Toronto show to be filled.
And you're not going to find them anywhere else.
Listen all day for the Taylor Swift back-to-back throwbacks.
When you hear them, text the keyword of the day and your name to 925-555.
Standard message rates apply.
If we call you, you'll go into the daily draw to win a pair of tickets.
Thanks to Rogers, the presenting sponsor of Taylor Swift The Eras Tour.
Kiss 92.5.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's. In a beautiful day.
Princess Margaret Lottery early bird deadline is November 15th. Win the $2.7 million prize, a Kawartha Lakefront cottage, and 50 grand cash. Early bird deadline, November 15th. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle 1380-966.
Need to send money in another currency?
With Wise, you can send money internationally without hidden fees. From dollars to dong, pounds to pesos, euros to yen, you could save up to 3 times compared to major banks. Send money with Wise in more than 40 currencies without getting ripped off. See how much you could save. Download the Wise app today. Wise, the app for doing things in other currencies. Terms and conditions apply.
28 days of daily deals are on at Real Canadian Superstore because more hot deals equals a happier bank account. Plus, when you spend $300, we'll throw in a free Lego creative suitcase. Now that's how you find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store, because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
Mondays on City TV.
There aren't many hospitals left in this town that are willing to take a risk on you.
Brilliant minds.
We are going to figure this out together.
Zachary Quinto is Dr. Oliver Wolf.
Apparently, he's a genius.
Inspired by the extraordinary life of Dr. Oliver Sacks.
There's no one who's more devoted to their patients.
Where you get into trouble is with the establishment.
You took him to a bar.
Yeah, but look, there's a method to my madness. Okay, I love you, bye.
Brilliant minds, all new. Mondays, 10, 9 central on City TV.
Red One.
We're coming at you.
Is the movie event of the holiday season.
Santa Claus has been kidnapped.
You're going to help us find him.
You can't trust this guy. He's on the list.
He's a naughty lister.
Naughty lister? Dwayne Johnson.
We got snowmen!
Chris Evans.
I might just go back to the car.
Let's save Christmas. I'm not going to say that.
Say it.
All right. Let's save Christmas. There it is.
Only in theaters November 15th.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with 5 new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. Like Price Drop, they lower prices every 4 weeks, so you can save more. Shop in-store or online today.
This is CKIS Toronto.
A Rogers radio station.
KISS 92.5.
Cause every romance shakes and it bends. Don't give a damn.
Discover new music with KISS and the all-new Seeker app.
Also, podcast, news, sports, and more.
It's all online. S-E-E-K-R. Seeker. Download now and seek your sounds with KISS 92.5.
It's too much, our love can't go to waste. One look from you is all it takes. My lips on yours, no better taste. Let's not throw it away. Baby, I'm on it. If you really want it, I'll give you everything I got. I knew when I saw it, how you caught me falling. It's even better than I thought. Your hands are mine till it's over.
From noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
Cause it was always you.
95.
Biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
This is Kiss.